Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister in waiting Mufti Mohammad Saeed has said he would release those militants against whom no cases have been registered so far. The newly formed alliance of the Congress, the PDP, CPM and Panthers party released their common minimum program on Saturday. While the document was more or less silent on how the issue of Kashmir would be resolved, it mentioned that the new government would not implement the quota. The common program also said that the new government would review the cases of detainees held without trial for long periods. Addressing media persons in the capital, Mufti Mohammad said his government would work towards rehabilitation of the widows and children of militants killed and also of those people killed by militants.
आपको याद होगा जब एनडीए गवर्नमेंट ने ऑर्डिनेंस किया तो कांग्रेस ने अपोजिशन की और कांग्रेस रूल स्टेट में ही उसका इम्प्लीमेंटेशन नहीं हुआ तो हमने कह दिया कोटा को हम इस्तेमाल नहीं करेंगे. इसी तरह से जो बेगुनाह लोग हैं जो जेलों में हैं जो मिलिटेंट नहीं है जिनके खिलाफ कोई आरोप नहीं है हमने कह दिया उनको स्क्रीन करके उनको हम छोड़ देंगे.
Earlier, senior Congress leader Dr. Manmohan Singh said his party chose to install Mufti as chief minister while looking at the larger interest of the country than sticking to petty politics. Meanwhile, both the Congress and the PDP remained silent over the fact as to who would be the deputy chief minister. Speculations are rife that the post would go to the Congress. On the other hand, reports of dissent within the Congress emerged from Srinagar. They are said to be disgruntled over party's decision to install Mufti as CM, despite having greater strength in the assembly. Joined by at least 10 independents, the Congress MLAs held a meeting and are said to be in touch with National Conference. While the Congress refuted such reports, party spokesman Ambika Soni said party leader Satyajit Gaikwad had been sent to Kashmir to cool the growing dissent. Rashi Basaria with Pankaj Yadav, ANI.